But you don't know why I'm here.
You didn't look at my gut?
No.
Yes, you were.
Oh, I just took a little peek.
I saw you.
So
what are you looking at my gut for?
Oh.
Hey, it's Krusty the Pizza Man. All right, where's my $400?
Hey, wait. How can you be here when your show's on live?
I just threw on an old rerun. No one will know the difference.
I've got a mug full of cold coffee, 3 cigarettes, a pistol, and a mask. With these cheap sunglasses and 20 on pump one.
That's right, Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast, coming out of Casper, Wyoming.
Whoa, whoa,
according to the computer, it is 2 degrees on February 16th.
Finally, a little bit chilly. It's been crazy how warm it's been.
It is National No One Eats Alone Day today. Crazy. And is that also National Tartar Sauce Day and Caregivers Day and Do a Grouch a Favor Day. Welcome to Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie V.
I'm Joshin.
Ooh, that was beautiful.
Hell yeah. Mater.
Welcome, everybody, to the show.
Yeah.
Hopefully, everybody's doing good, amazing, and great. How are you doing, man?
I'm good.
You're
been working my butt off.
Working his tail off.
Yeah.
You don't really have a tail, do you? Unless you're pooping.
At one time. Well, yeah, when I'm pooping, for sure. At one time, I had a tail. Well, maybe not me, but I think we had tails. I got a tailbone.
Yeah. I wonder where that came from.
I've seen those pictures of people that actually have little, like, their tailbone sticks out. Like, they got a fucking tail. You ever seen that?
I don't think so.
No? Oh, you gotta Google that shit.
Huh.
Yeah, there's people that have fucking little tailbones sticking out past their ass and shit. You know how bad that would suck to catch that on something? Ooh.
Or put pants on.
Trying to pull your pants. Oh, I got stuck on my tailbone again. God damn it. Yeah.
Interesting. Tailbones.
Yeah, Google that shit once, dude. For real.
Like you said, welcome everybody to the show.
What?
We truly appreciate you. We got a pretty amazing show for you. As always, we're gonna go back in time a little bit, get a little nostalgic.
Yeah.
Love it. That wasn't even a button. He just freestyled that.
Yeah, it's freestyle.
And, well, of course, we got some local events, you know, that you need to put your eyes and your ears to. Also, March 2nd, 10 for 10 is going to be playing live on the show, which is going to be pretty amazing. Super stoked for that. If you haven't heard them, they're actually on the intro to this wonderful song. One of my favorite songs by them. Headphones on.
It's a good-ass song, man.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, the majority of the people that are listening to this have their headphones on.
You should.
It's amazing.
It's the best way to listen to music.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Wherever you are tuned
in. Or podcasts.
Yeah. If you're running in the gym, driving.
Whacking it.
Just, yeah, whatever. I mean, if you like
listening soothing, to podcasts while you're whacking it.
Soothing noises.
There you go.
Good stuff.
ASMR. Isn't that what the kids called it?
I think so, but I don't really know what the fuck ASMR stands for.
I don't know what it stands for either, but I think it's about weird, quiet
noises.
Shit to listen to.
If you know, please let us know. Send us a message.
Yeah. Put it on our fucking post-it.
Yep.
Let us know what ASMR stands for.
Yep, because we truly love the feedback. Speaking of feedback, I love the wonderful spam that I get in
there. Oh, fuck, dude. I love it, too.
Good times. Speaking about going back in time, thank you to Peanut, Ross, and Juan for coming on the last show. They got some pretty amazing shit going on.
Right, and it was fun. That was fun. We had a lot of cool shit to talk about.
Yeah.
Juan and Ross definitely had a lot of shit to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, if you think about it, that could have been like a 7 to 8 hour podcast.
We could have made a series. Yeah. For sure. Three episodes are Juan and Ross.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I truly love them guys.
For sure. For sure.
We could dig more deep into, you know what I mean?
Right. Oh, no, it was great. It was fucking fun as hell. I loved it. It was awesome.
If you haven't got a chance to check it out, of course, you just scroll on down. Let's get into some local events that are going on around town. That was a rhyme, my man.
What?
Of course, can't forget February 23rd. Ooh, if you want, you want to back me up on this? Oh, yeah. February 23rd, we have the Comedy Cuisine at the Best Western. $15. Don Haynes is the host of the show. Art is going to be doing his gig down there as well. I don't even know what you call it. Is it a gig?
Yeah, show?
Yeah. He's going to be down there. There's going to be some other amazing comedians down there as well.
Set.
Of course, you cannot forget February 24th, Saturday night fights down at the fairground. We're going to be down there.
Hell yeah.
Super stoked.
24th.
The 24th. That's actually next week. So is the Comedy Cuisine. You can get your tickets down at Forbidden Leaf Empire Ham Company. Also, my voice is sounding raspy. Thank you for...
I lost my shirt.
Which one?
My Hard and Fight Company shirt.
Mm. Well, you're fired, dude. Right. I'm talking to management.
I guess I'm wearing a three-wheel bicycle shirt.
Beautiful. Oh, speaking of that, I want to give a shout-out to Floyd. She's always rocking. She's always rocking the three-wheel bicycle podcast hoodie when she sends me Snapchats. She is amazing. Hopefully I can get her on the show one of these days. She has a lot of funny, like little tips.
Yeah.
Like don't flush baby wipes down the drain.
Oh, okay.
Or tampons. Right. Love it.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
It's pretty legit.
Don't.
Her husband owns a Roto-Rooter in Gillette.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the stories are pretty funny.
Don't piss in the wind.
That's right.
Oh, wait, that has nothing to do with toilets. Okay.
We're talking about outside. Or no, we're talking about inside.
Inside. Yeah. Inside. Yeah, the inside.
Let's see. What else do we got here? Of course, March 9th, Oil City Beer Company, the MS Walk Fundraiser, Metal Heroes, is going to be going on. Definitely really? Get down there. Check cool. that out. There's going to be some pretty rad bands. Also, all of the proceeds go to the MS. I can't forget about March 28th, Teenage Bottle Rocket, System Restore, and the Shock Troopers are going to be down there at Oil City Beer Company as well.
Calm down, people. Calm
yeah,
down.
Easy.
At least our audience listens. They're like, as soon as I do the signal, they're done.
Yeah, well, here is instantly. The other, we got the Aries tour going on upstairs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Swiftie show. Ooh, speaking of that, I got some things on the lineup later in the show regarding her. It's pretty interesting.
Ooh.
Let's see what else.
See, that's why I did that, like, premonition music. Like,
yeah.
There's some shit going on later.
Don't forget to get on down to the Nicolaysen Art Museum. Check out that love letter exhibit. Myself, Vanderhead Design, and Connie with Glow, one of our pieces that we collaborated Sweet. On our... is down there, and it is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that thing is sweet. Badass.
Also, there is so many other, talented artists on the Casper Artist Collective. I'm not the only one. We are not the only ones that have a painting down there.
Right, you right, know? For sure.
We can't forget about the Active Life photo.
For sure.
Yep.
Tiana. Hella badass.
Yeah. Another thing I wanted to say, too, Tiana has a piece down there. That was the very first one that she's ever exhibited.
Yeah?
Which is pretty cool. And like, I don't know how to explain it. It's obviously stepping out of your box, so to speak.
Right.
Also, you can't forget T-Hawk Studio. Rachel's got some down there, too.
That's cool.
Yeah. So go check out some cool art. Other local stuff, of course. You need to go check out spudsbaseball.com. They're looking for host families and sponsors. There is, if it's today... Or if it was yesterday, I can't remember. But there is only 100 days until baseball starts again.
Really? Yeah, I don't pay attention.
Should we get into some of these shout-outs real quick?
Yes, sir.
All right, of course, you can't forget about... Well, not forget about. Yeah, that's how. All right, we got the Little Shop of Burgers. You can't forget about them. Located 1040 North Center Street. amazing burgers, chicken sandwiches, the whole nine yards. The other one you cannot forget. I'm going to quit saying don't forget about. Check out the Trailer Park Baker. She's got them cakes, them cupcakes. You can check her out on the Facebook, the Instagram. Forbidden Leaf. Can't forget about him. There, I said it again.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah. Empire Ham Company. Debo's Painting. You can't forget about Two Bulls Tattoo. Little Molden Books. That Kamikaze Kid. We are trained professionals.
Don't try this at home. Or do, I guess. I
Big Old Concrete. PRD Entertainment. Hissy Fits.
Oh, hell yeah.
She's got that mobile smash room. Now the computer says that it's cold weather. You can't forget about that.
I can't.
I feel like there's water dripping Debo's off the ceiling.
Thanks for the bike. Love it.
The three-wheel.
The three-wheel bicycle. From the one and only Debo's.
Ooh, another event that I forgot to mention was the Wyoming Pop Culture Con. August 26th through 28th.
That really sounds like water.
It's going to be at the mall this year.
What? Man, the mall people must be getting desperate. They might be realizing that they charge too much for rent.
Can't forget about B-Diesels. We gotta pee real quick. And then should we get into the rest of the show? Do you just want to keep going? Should I shut the record button off, or do you just want to keep taking it for these wonderful folks?
We're good to go. We can turn off record right now.
That's right, it is Groovy Baby. We're coming back at you, of course. Of course.
Of course.
As always, we're taking you back to 1997.
Seven. 97.
97.
Sweet.
If you're gazing upon the episode art.
Gazing.
Staring. Gawking, as some would
ooh,
say.
Ooh, that's a good word. I like gawking.
It reminds me of a vulture.
Yeah, it does kind of, yeah. Something with a bird for sure. Gawking. Yeah.
I created this piece the other day.
Yeah.
And inspired by Austin Powers. And it brought me back. Brought me back to 19. Well, I didn't know that the movie was actually made in 1997.
Yeah. I was just, I don't know what the fucking ear means.
Can you hear anything in your headphones?
Yeah, I hear it.
Really? I can hear that. Can you?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if that relates to, like, if I hit the ear, that people can't hear it. But we can. I don't know. We'll have to test it out.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Because, just to let everybody know, Three Wheel Bicycle is uncut,
unedited,
raw. That's right, baby.
We are professionals. Don't try this at home. Yeah. Shout out, Kamikaze Kid.
Mike Myers, Austin Powers.
Yes, sir.
It brings you back a little
Michael
bit.
Michael Myers. If you say Mike Myers, I think of Halloween.
Well, Michael Myers. See, I got the confusion too. Michael Myers is the Halloween guy.
Right.
Mike Myers is the
right.
Wayne's World. Austin Powers, dude. I went into this crazy rabbit hole. Anyway, if you would like to purchase this wonderful piece of episode art that you're staring at, gawking at.
Oh, gawking.
You just click that link down below. But here's some cool
Macaulay facts. Gawking.
Yeah, Macaulay, dude. That's
Macaulay cawking.
Yeah, here's some cool facts about the old Austin. It's a 1900s movie.
Right. Hell yeah, it is. It's from the 1900s.
97. To be exact. Here is a cool fact, too, is one of the reasons why he did the movie was because he was big into watching 007
right.
and all that with his dad. That's pretty bad to the bone.
For sure.
Mr. Bigglesworth, that cat.
Yeah.
That was his actual name.
Oh, I see. That's cool.
Crazy.
Hell yeah.
Crazy cool.
Crazy cool. Oh, wait, I didn't fucking turn her back. Here. Yeah.
It was it. Yeah. And it was like a spoof,
right?
I guess. There's the short little Austin Powers.
Right.
It was awesome. Great movie.
Hell yeah.
Not only that,
it was a good movie. I love it.
Me too.
Are we going to do like a little list of other ones
later? Yes, sir. Here was that's what I was getting ready, fixing,
assembling,
bussing. Oh, wait, that's
a bussing's different.
Yeah, that's a different.
Don't be a boomer, bro. Don't be a boomer.
I think I was more, to be quite honest with you, I think I was kind of a little more excited to talk about things that happened in 1997 other than
hell yeah
anything else. Are you ready for this?
I'm down.
Yeah. Beautiful. He just freestyled.
Hell yeah.
Princess Diana.
Hmm.
Died.
Right.
The car accident that was apparently from paparazzi. Right? Remember how that was the big deal?
Yeah, I remember.
And then later...
They were all trying to fuck... Yeah.
Yes, sir. And then the driver of the vehicle was fucking drunk.
Right.
It came out later.
Right. Yeah, there was a bunch of weird shit about that. We got scary. Hey, you could do two buttons at once, bro.
That's right. Titanic was the most popular movie.
Yeah?
The second best, or the second most popular, I guess, was Men in Black.
In 97?
Yes, sir.
That
according to the website. Old?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just wait. Just wait. The list gets better, my man.
Damn.
This was pretty interesting. Being that, money nowadays is very counterfeit.
Right. I've heard that. That's crazy.
The U.S. Treasury made a new $50 bill to avoid that.
In 97?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Google.com.
I remember when they came out with the fucking new 50.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Google.com secured its
domain name?
Yeah. That too.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, in 97.
Yeah, that's crazy. We ought to secure our fucking domain name.
What do you... Yeah.
Do we have a domain name? How do you do that? We need one of those. Somebody tell us how to make a domain name.
Cash money. What do you think the most popular Halloween costume was?
In 97?
Yes, sir.
Ninja Turtles. No.
Negative. Close.
No. Power Rangers.
Nope.
Fuck, I don't know.
You got Batman, Robin, Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods?
Garth.
That was a
Brooks.
Fucking. Oh, I was imagining, like, go to the store and buy it. You know what I mean?
Me too. This is according to the website. Here's right. The other one. The Spice Girls.
Spice Girls. Well, okay. I see what they're saying, as in, like, people did it themselves at home. Okay. How did they know that, though? They're fucking full of shit. That's what I say.
What were you wearing in 1997? These are apparently the fashion trends of 1997.
Oh, like clothes or what was I doing for Halloween?
No, fashion. What were you rocking in 1997?
JNCOs. Big fat skater fucking wallet chain. Or I had... like Jabots, you know, the expensive ass pants.
Oh, yeah.
If we could find Jabots or any of those, we cut the fucking legs off and turn them into shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And pretty much logo shirts like Circle K, fucking
No Fear.
Right.
Bad Boy Club.
Well, no, I didn't wear that shit. We wore shit that was like Chili's. If you get a hold of a work shirt from somebody that worked at fucking Chili's,
yeah,
wore that motherfucker.
Burger King.
Right.
I believe that was the fucking big one around. The BK. Do you want to hear what the fashion trends We're 97.
Ooh, I had a Dr. Pepper fucking shirt from a dude that delivered Dr. Pepper off of a fucking truck. That was my prized possession when I was 14. A fucking Dr. Pepper shirt at the fucking collar.
The DP.
Yeah. When I was still a virgin. And it was super cool to have that.
Apparently, the fashion statement, I guess, was denim on denim. Chokers, sheer black dresses, leather pants.
I thought chokers have been a thing for years.
I don't know.
Oh, we're not talking about... Okay. You mean the little frilly things that chicks put around their neck?
Yeah.
Oh. Essentially. I thought you were talking about... Yeah, never mind.
The denim on denim thing, I remember. Man.
That was huge.
Yeah. Did you ever rock denim on denim?
No.
Me either.
Well, that's not true because if you wear a fucking Levi jacket and you have Levi pants on, I guess you're rocking fucking denim on denim.
Oh, yeah, very true. But what if your name isn't Levi?
Well, or just denim. Blue jean. That's what I'm more fucking. Denim is blue jean. I wore my blue jeans and I had my blue jean jacket. Yes.
Any patches on it?
I don't think I didn't rock my blue jean jacket. On purpose. I think that was like a parents made me.
Yeah.
At a certain point. I was like, oh, this is what's cool for the kids. I was like, no.
I don't want to wear denim anymore.
Kids keep making, sixth graders are making fun of me.
I don't beat even go up. To this school.
They beat me up on the playground. They used to be my friends. You keep making me wear this stupid jacket.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Beanie Babies were the most sought after thing for adults and children.
Dude, and...
You remember Beanie Babies,
obviously. Oh, yes, sir. I wish I would have fucking hopped on that train back then. And there's hundreds of thousands of people that wish they would have cashed out when they could.
Oh,
because it ain't worth a fucking thing now.
Well, you know what's kind of sad too, I guess, is so the year apparently. That Princess Diana passed away, and Beanie Babies were the big thing year. Her Beanie Baby was
astronomical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Craziness.
Yeah.
My sister, I don't know if she still has it or whatever, but like, holy moly, donut shop. And it's just like a little stuffed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it could have sold. It's like fucking toilet paper in 2020.
Yeah.
You could have sold a fucking roll of toilet paper for $300.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? There's all kinds of stupid shit like that.
Masked up.
Oh, these fucking crackers are the shit. We're going to buy all of them and start selling them online for fucking $300 a box.
And of course The Simpsons, the longest running TV show. Seinfeld, it was their last season that year.
Yeah. Seinfeld, what does that have to do with Simpsons?
Because they were like running. They're competitors.
Oh, right, 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 right. I was gonna say, fucking. They, Simpsons. You can call it the Simpsons. I call it the fucking Nostradamus, fucking show.
Oh yeah, because they predict
every fucking thing they say. Comes true. Yeah. It's like the government's like, oh, what Simpsons say? All right, yep, let's do that.
Yeah, that is yeah,
pretty crazy.
Here's one that boggles my mind.
Okay,
Frasier
Crane.
The show.
Yeah. His last name's Crane.
Cool thing about it, which I love. Ooh. Good catch.
Caught that shit.
Was that it was like in a radio station. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Microphones and yeah. All that.
Yeah, his talk show.
I never thought it was funny. I don't know if you did or not.
It's a little dry. It's a little dry, yeah, and it was definitely above my age group, so it was even a little more above your age group than mine. But I still think it's funny. I find some of it funny. I watched a lot of it only because he was fucking dude on Cheers. And my dad used to watch Cheers, and my grandpa used to watch Cheers.
Well, they won an Emmy for the outstanding comedy
for that year. What, like the new one? The new fucking? Because they got a new one now. I haven't watched any of it.
Well, I have no idea, but back then.
I would assume.
They won an Emmy for it.
Oh, back then?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. 97. Yeah. 97. Oh, in 97. Yeah, we're in 97.
Yep,
yeah.
We're still in 97,
yeah,
bruh.
Yeah. That shit was, it was a fucking huge show. I remember. That shit was a big deal.
A few other things that happened in 1997. The Packers won the Super Bowl.
You fucking right they did.
The Marlins won the World Series, and the Red Wings won the Stanley Cup.
You fucking right they did. Now, hey, who was the fucking quarterback for the Packers?
It should have been, if I remember correctly, it should have been Favre. Right around that year.
Favre?
The Favre.
Favre? Favre? Favre?
What do you think the most popular beverage was in 1997?
Ooh. It's got to be between Mountain Dew and I think in 97, Jolt alcoholic, was still a thing.
Alcoholic
beverage.
Yep. We're thinking sophisticated now, too.
97.
Yep.
Like a mixed drink or just like buying a fucking can?
Yes, it would be a mixed drink.
Yeah. In 97?
Yep.
I don't know. That's fucking... that's a hard thing to think of.
I know, right? We're going back to the future, not the movie.
I didn't, like, go to bars and drink and shit.
Me either.
So... A fucking Cosmopolitan?
Yeah. Do you know what the Cosmopolitan...
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
The For real? The
Cosmopolitan consists of...
I can tell you what a martini is. I don't remember a Cosmo, I think, is... I don't know.
Vodka, triple sec.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Cranberry and lime juice. And fuck, it was inspired.
I had it, right.
It was inspired from that show, Sex and the City.
Right.
Crazy.
Well, a Cosmo's always been a thing for a long time, but yeah.
I never That's really... Did you ever popular. Watch that show?
Yeah, I did watch... I don't remember why I watched it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I watched some... I didn't, like, watch all of it, but I've seen at least, like, 15, 16 episodes or something. Might have watched a season or some shit. Oh, I do remember. Yeah.
New York.
Jail.
Yeah.
We watched Sopranos and that shit.
Speaking of that, man, the good times of, well, even though it was kind of a pain in the ass, but it, very suspenseful, where you would have to wait till the next week to watch the show.
Oh, I know. And motherfuckers would fight and have soups over fucking who sits at what table and shit. At least where I was at.
The yeah, the streaming, you know, which is badass. You know, we can, you know, we can click on anything we want at our fingertips.
Right.
And it'll be up there. I don't know. I really miss, you know, oh, shit. Like, well, Jessica and I were talking about it the other day. Breaking Bad was on. And she's like, I don't even remember this. I'm like, you know, there are some parts I don't remember either.
Right.
But I believe it's because we sit and binge watch. It.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
yeah,
then like the next week it gives you like the recap and it's like, oh, okay. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, it's you've dedicated your memory, your thinking part of your brain to the next episode. Instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, like, example, in jail, watching the fucking Sopranos. That was the most important fucking thing going on in the world. Because there was nothing else going on. It was like every one of us, dude. We would have had a fucking riot in that fucking jail if they had been like, oh, no TV on the night that Sopranos came on. It would have been fucking done. Because you sit there all week and think about it. And, oh, I wonder what the fuck's going to happen.
Yeah, the anticipation.
Right, right.
Yeah.
When you watch shit over, yeah, when you just
Well, you ain't got nothing to do.
Right.
And that's your fucking...
Right, and it works like a movie. It
does.
It goes through, but, yeah, it's not as impactful, I guess.
It's not impactful if you binge watch the series.
Right.
What, back to 97. Dippin' Dots. Dunkaroos. Ouch gum.
Ouch gum.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
The ouch gum, I
don't remember that.
The only thing I remember of it, obviously, because everything's fucking, like, vague nowadays. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, it was gum, but it had, like, the wrapper was a Band-Aid.
I remember that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember that the gum was called Ouch. And it came in a metal tin thing, just like Band-Aids did.
There was another one, too. Didn't they have one where it was like beeper gum? Or?
Yes, sir. I remember having a fucking gum that was in a beeper case. Do
flex it on people.
If there's young people listening, You probably don't know what the fuck we're talking about. A beeper. Yeah. Oh, that shit was... I haven't thought about one of those in forever. A beeper. That's a good 97 thing to talk yeah. about.
Here's something else that might boggle your mind a little bit. And maybe the people that are listening to, because according to the analytics, I believe is what it's called.
For the podcast?
Yep. Most of the people are of our age. Netflix just came on the internet in 1997.
What? Are you fucking serious? Weird. What?
Mm-hmm.
Internet was a thing in 97?
Oh, yeah.
I guess I was too poor to have a fucking phone or something. Or did they... Yeah, they had so... No? Did they have fucking cell phones in 97? Well, I know they had cell phones, but not a smartphone where you could go on the fucking computer and shit. They did not have that.
I don't even know what to ask Google.
Unless, hey, were you a fucking thing in 97? That's what you ask it. Google, were you alive in 97? You know what I don't think there was that kind of
was
shit.
Was cell phones a thing in 1997?
Well, yeah, there were cell phones. I know there were cell phones.
The 90s began to show that a mobile phone can be both a functional tool and a pretty cool gadget. 1997 brought Siemens S10 with its color displays, and although they only offered four colors, they began to set a new direction of change.
Thank you, Google.
Yeah, thanks. You got semen on your phone.
Yeah.
No, thanks. No, I remember going when I lived in Arizona. They had fucking beeper shops in 97. You go into a fucking shop. It was like a cell phone place. You go in there and fucking buy your beeper. You could get it like clear blue, clear black. You could get it all kind of crazy fucking colors and shit. And yeah, you could fucking walk in there when you were a teenager. Walk in and get a beeper and get beeper service. But I don't remember. I couldn't tell you when people started to have like cell phone where you could text and shit like that. I have no idea when that shit started. And when you actually had, like, a smartphone. I don't know.
We need to... Gaming diapers.
Gaming diapers?
I need to get...
I never had none of those.
Me either, but... Well, it's almost like when you're sitting here podcasting... And you got to piss really bad, and you don't...
Oh, no, we just go to the bathroom. Fuck that.
And I heard, I don't remember who it was, but, it keeps bottles underneath the table. It's because it's like a fucking
fuck
6 to 7 hour show.
Right, well, it's pretty easy to be like, I got to take a piss real quick.
Mm-hmm. Here's something else.
Oh, hey, I'm back from taking a piss.
Yeah. Here's another crazy 1997 fact, according to the website, which is going to play along beautifully into the next segment that we haven't done in a while. I'm pretty stoked to do, but... Craigslist.
Oh.
Com, they also came online, according to the website.
In 97?
I guess, dude. That's why it was.
That's fucking crazy. I know. There must have been rich-ass people. I don't remember there being fucking Me phones either. And shit like
or
that.
Or Netflix.
Right.
The earliest I remember of Netflix was where they would send you, like, the DVD.
Yeah, in the mail.
And I think they did video games, too.
Yep.
I think.
Yep. I remember when that, but that was not 97.
Yeah, no, sir. It
was that shit was 90, way after 97. Yeah. Maybe 99. That's crazy.
Yeah. I think, well, to be quite honest with you, I think the first time that I ever seen, this is great. I'm like a caveman. The first time I ever seen a Netflix DVD through the mail was, man, in the 2000s.
Well, that's what I was saying. 99's not too far away from 2000. That's what I was thinking, was like 99-ish. I'm just trying to fucking think back to when I lived in Colorado. You know what I mean? Like, compare it to the where I lived at that time and shit. And mm-hmm. Yeah. We were fucking getting Netflix fucking things sent to our fucking house. Like, 99-ish. 98. It's crazy. It's crazy to think about.
It is. That was the 1900s.
That was a fucking long time. Well, I thought everything was, like, different. There was the 1800s.
Yeah. That would have been what?
Don't they fucking call it, like, a fucking century before or some shit?
I don't know, to be quite honest.
It's like 1865. They call it the fucking 1700s or some stupid shit.
Well, I don't know, but the other day when, Jessica said something, and I'm like, oh, it's crazy. It's like I was born in the 1900s. She's like, what? Yeah.
Huh?
It is the 1900s, right?
Right.
You were born in the 1900s.
I might have been born in the 1800s.
Our kids were born in the 2000s.
I don't know how they do that. I just said this. I don't know how we fucking do this.
I don't know.
I thought it was like before. Like, it turned into 19, and those are the fucking 1800s. I don't know either.
Should we get in? We got to get into the. We haven't
because,
done this
because
in
it's,
a while.
Because it's 18. And then it turns into 19. That's 1800.
Yeah. Yeah.
1800. You know what I mean? So it's 1801. 1802. So I think. Right now, we're in the 1900s.
Well, we're in the 2000s.
But I know, that's my point. That's what I'm saying. I think it's fucking one off like that. And I don't understand why. But I believe that's why. It's because it was already 1900. Now we're 1900 and whatever. I don't know.
We're time travelers, man.
Right. Yeah.
Are you?
It's the 1900s right now. I'm pretty fucking sure.
We haven't done this in a while.
Send us a text. Let us know.
Yeah.
If I'm a dumbass.
Shoot us an email. You can hit us up on the Facebook. We're on the YouTubes, the TikToks, the Spotify. Instagrams, all them. Wonderful podcast platforms. We truly appreciate you guys.
Boop, boop, what? And on Pandora.
That's right.
Fucking on Pandora, too.
iHeart Radio. Speaking of iHeart,
what do
you I'm excited. Heart? I'm excited for the next guest. Hopefully everything works out. Sean's going to be on the show.
Sean.
Yep. Longtime friend. Man, the stories this dude has. He's been over to, he's a ex-Marine.
Right.
Veteran. Man, tell you some cool-ass stories from second grade.
Hell yeah.
All kinds of cool shit. But he's at the, I don't even remember what show he's at right now. That's why he's not on here tonight. Either or.
Right.
No worries.
And one of these days, we're going to do a personal little things, right? We should. We'll have a Stevie episode. We'll have a Joshin episode.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a good thing. We could do that.
Oh, shit, yeah. Shit, yeah. Good upcoming things.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Let you know a little bit about us.
Yeah. Gang stuff.
Yeah.
Stabbing people.
Yeah. Hell yeah. All the motherfuckers I used to rob.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it all out.
Yeah.
And go to jail after.
Are you guys ready for this? Of course you are, because you have us in your ear. We haven't done this in a while.
What's that?
The Craigslist.
Oh. Yeah.
Get off topic there a little bit. The Craigslist.com thing came out in 97. That's why I had to get back to the
Ricket Ricket.
This was posted. Casper, Valentine's Day. Used to get. I didn't click on all these.
No. Well, it's a better when you haven't clicked on them before.
I used to exchange for certain clothes on here. Where'd you all go? Hit me up. 31/M. We'll pay $100.
$100?
Edit. Looking worn by a woman.
Oh. I bet you they, yeah, I see. They got replies.
Yep.
It's like, I gotta edit this. I'm looking for clothes worn by a woman.
We're gonna meet at Walmart.
Ooh. No, it says met. Met at Walmart.
You know, this is a long shot.
That's not how you spell met. But whatever.
We understand what this person's.
Are you reading?
Yeah. This is. This is a long shot. But met online. Then we met up at Walmart on the west side. We talked for some time. Then met at your place for some fun. For a couple weeks later, my phone got destroyed and lost. And my contacts. Tell me your name and what we talked about so I know what's you.
My name is Jeff. Did you know that I was a guy?
And, and I spelt it J-E-P-H-P-P-H.
Yeah. I'm from France. My name is Jeff.
Oh. Holy moly.
Rocky. Holy moly, Rocky. Oh, yeah.
Which you want to eat?
That one. Stuck in Kimmerer. I want to see that one.
Damn.
Kimmerer is a good place to be stuck in. Looking for some company. Or some excitement this evening in Kimmerer. Unplanned roads and weather. So bored. Well, shit. Sorry for you.
Boring.
Well, fuck. If you live in Kimmerer, it's pretty boring. Just saying.
All right, let's see what else do we got on here. Looking for a chat, buddy. Old male lost a best friend, not looking for a new friend to chat with. I'm 56, and I'm looking for a male friend. We are back at Walmart West. Not physically. This is a huge long shot.
Okay.
You're extremely cute. You are in the kitchen goods aisle. When we caught each other's eye, smiled and said hi. We looked back at each other when I walked away. Same thing again at the self-checkout. Hoping you see this. You're the loveliest lady I've seen in a very long time.
Does this guy really think that chicks look at this?
I don't know.
Do people look at this shit?
I don't know.
Is this, like, viable? Does this shit work?
You know, to be quite honest with you, I don't know, but... To be quite honest with you, I do sometimes. Obviously, we do. To get this wonderful content.
Well, we look at it, yeah, but...
But not to be like...
I mean, does a lady go home from Walmart and go, oh, I wonder if that guy posted some stuff? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems weird to me. Lost friend. Cheyenne. Looking for a friend. I lost contact with. I used to stop by and we'd hang out and have some guy time. Anyone know where I might find him? What the fuck?
Guy time.
That's fucking stupid. That's the stupidest one I've ever fucking read. Anybody know where I get it now. Yeah.
Visiting.
Sorry. That was bad. My bad. I get it.
Visiting.
Anyone visiting town available Monday and Tuesday?
Dumb.
Looking for some fun. Stupid. Is that what all of these are all about?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so. Fishing Pal. We got to do Fishing Pal, dude.
Up right there.
Nope, down. Fishing Pal. Hell yeah. I'm looking for a CD. Looking for a CD for Fishing Partner. What the fuck does CD mean? I don't. What does CD mean?
Compact disc.
I'm looking for a compact disc for Fishing Partner or someone who on DL can enjoy getting my pole off. Yeah. New to this side of me looking to explore. First off, you got to fucking put some shit in there that somebody knows what the fuck CD means.
Bait. He's baiting.
He's looking Lost for fishing buddy.
He's looking Rock for spring. Compact.
I lost contact with my fishing buddy. Is this guy talking to the other guy?
Mm-hmm.
We used to go every weekend and fish, and I lost your number when we stopped going. If you see this, get back with me. I missed going out and catch some. Going out and catching some, it should say, but whatever.
Not a good grammatical typer.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got another guy friend.
Ooh,
looking for you. Looking for you.
Looking for you. Casper. Hey, this is Casper. Go ahead.
You're an older woman, around 70.
Ooh.
Haven't seen you anywhere lately. So get a hold of me. Even if you get older. Lost my number.
What the fuck? Dude, are people this stupid? That they think just some random fucking person is going to go on? Even if I was a 70-year-old lady that you're talking about, how am I supposed to know by reading this? You were 70 years old. Oh, I was? Oh, okay.
Hey, would you like to clean some guy's work butt? Work boots.
Work boots? Click on it. Let's see.
Springs.
Maybe. Maybe. You never know. What's he say? Looking for guys that need the work boots cleaned. Free of charge. Would love to do it for you or anything else you need or want. What?
Yeah, he's just looking to clean some work boots.
Is it a guy?
Just guys.
Is it a guy?
Guy cleaner. Guy cleaner, work
boots. Is it a guy that's doing this?
No, it's not very specific. Posted a month ago. I would say he probably moved on, couldn't find any work boots.
The only reason I'm asking is because I don't know very many women that know how to get oil and grease off of my work boots. It's got to be a dude.
Oh, gotcha. I'm not going to email him.
Wait.
You can.
We're on the wrong fucking thing. Here.
And there's even a winky face at the end. All right, let's do one more of these suckers. We're going to get off.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Met at par T.
Met at, like, M-E-T. Met.
Like the New York Mets.
Whatever, yeah.
But this isn't Cheyenne.
We met this weekend at a party, and we seemed very drawn to each other. Can't stop thinking about that. Maybe we should pursue this bit of fun. If by some small chance you see this and we're thinking the same, then get back to me and we'll see where it goes. Just tell me what I was wearing when you came back to the house to grab what you forgot. How the fuck are you supposed to know who these people are?
Like, well, here's
I mean, if thing. I'm this guy, if I read this and I'm like, oh, fuck, that's me. How am I supposed to, like?
I don't know.
I guess you just hit reply and it goes back to who fucking sent it, I guess.
You were wearing a red dress. You were wearing denim on denim.
Can we look at what people's replies are? Click on reply.
No, it just takes you into fucking
texting.
Well, like, I'm not going to email this fucking person.
Well, yeah, I know.
We used to do some bunk shit.
Is that what it does, is take you into fucking email and shit? I was wondering, that's fucking weird. It's like, how the fuck am I supposed to know who the fuck this is? I see.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, it's me, Pompey. I met you.
Do you want to take us out of here?
Sure. Am I doing a new one or fucking?
Whatever you want.
We'll get.
Like we said before, we truly appreciate each and every one of you that throw us in your ear each and every week.
That was a little off.
Hopefully you learned something from this episode and laughed. We are the Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast.
Oh yeah.
Be sure to click those links down below. We are signing off. Keeping it real. Keeping it 300.
Keeping it three wheel.
3,000 without the foot. That's right, baby.